From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President criticizes justice system in U.S. The terror attack in New York on Tuesday quickly became a political issue after President Donald Trump blamed a visa program that he said allowed the suspect Saifullo Saipov into the country and criticized the U.S. justice system.
We also have to come up with punishment that's far quicker and far greater than the punishment these animals are getting right now. Because what we have right now is a joke and it's a laughingstock.
Those remarks drew criticism from Democrats who said the president was rushing to politicize a tragedy at a time when law enforcement is trying to determine the facts of what happened. Also, President Trump late Wednesday tweeted Saipov should be given the death penalty. Earlier, Mr. Trump said that he's asking Congress to get rid of the 27-year-old diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect into the country. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president has long championed making and keeping America safe.
This isn't a new policy. This isn't a new position. This isn't a new conversation. The president has been talking about extreme vetting and the need for that for the purpose of protecting the citizens of this country since he was a candidate.
The diversity lottery program provides a path to U.S. residency to foreigners from countries with low rates of immigration. The U.S. Embassy has reported protests and gunfire in the Eritrean capital of Asmara. One report said at least 28 people were killed and dozens were wounded following unrest that began Monday and has since intensified. The information minister said a small demonstration at a school was dispersed without casualty, but opposition outlets said violence was triggered by a government effort to close down an Islamic school. This is VOA News. As expected, the U.S. voted Wednesday against ending its nearly 60-year-old economic embargo on Cuba at the U.N. General Assembly. Nikki Haley is the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
We will not lose sight of what stands between the Cuban people and the free and democratic future that is their right. For that reason, and for the 25th time in 26 years, the United States will vote against this resolution.
More than 190 countries voted for lifting the embargo. Only Israel joined the U.S. Washington's no vote contrasted with its abstention a year ago under the previous Obama administration as it undertook a process of normalizing ties with Havana. Veteran Marxist rebel leader Rodrigo Londoño, known as Timochenko, is a candidate for president in Colombia's election next year.
Anunciamos.
The announcement was made by the current leader of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, Iván Márquez. The group ended more than five decades of civil war under a peace agreement with the government reached last year. They are now a political movement. However, Timochenko and other FARC officials likely face trials for rights crimes. Some members of Spain's ousted Catalonia regional government appeared today before the country's highest court as part of a rebellion investigation. But former leader Carles Puigdemont, currently in Belgium, was not among them. His lawyer, Paul Becart, said his client could be questioned in Belgium. He described Puigdemont as combative and confident. He was sacked by the government of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy after declaring independence last week. The state prosecutor has filed charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds for defying Madrid and holding an independence referendum. Israel's Air Force carried out another airstrike inside of Syria. There are conflicting reports on the intended target south of the city of Homs. Israel is not commenting, but the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says it was a military installation. Israel has carried out previous strikes as the Syrian conflict spills over into Israeli territory. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi is making her first visit to the volatile Western Rakhine State in the midst of a security crackdown that has forced hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. She urged people not to quarrel. The visit comes as reports indicate the government of Myanmar, also known as Burma, is developing a repatriation plan. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe Wednesday said he favors resuming executions after more than 10 years of no capital punishment amid a rising murder rate. And there's been no execution since 2005. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.